Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
Well, there is no better sign that fall is almost here than leaves start to turn. Not yet, but we have, guess what, the Southern Home and Garden Show. Yep, I'm live at the TD Convention Center. You could be, too, this weekend. Show opens today and runs through Sunday. It's presented by American Home Pride, and tickets are available online at southernhomeandgardenshow.com. $7 a day per adult, $5 per senior citizen. It's free for kids under the age of 12. So out here live, really excited about everything that's going on out here.
Yeah, you're in the cleaning crew right now, I'm sure.
Well, no, I'm excited because I'm looking at all this absolutely beautiful stuff that will someday go in my dream home.
Now, there you go. See?
When my ship comes in and I win the sweepstakes.
Exactly.
And so I'm excited because I still believe that could happen.
Exactly, yes.
Perhaps in an alternate universe.
You have faith, though.
I do. I have faith. In the meantime, I was talking to Robert as we walked in. I was like, this is how other people live.
Yeah.
My kitchen looks just cruddy compared to this. No, this is beautiful. This is this is not just home upgrades and improvements. This is artwork, what a lot of these guys do out here. And it's really neat to come out here and just get some ideas for that room you want to renovate, that home you want to renovate, what you want to do with that boring old backyard. And you can see how people have come in here and built a pond. I'm in the TD Convention Center. There is a pond right now, you know, and it was all I could do to keep from running out the door to the pet store and grabbing some goldfish and dumping them in.
And it's not because there was a leak in the roof either.
No. It's not. It's
beautiful.
It's a round pebbled pond and it's gorgeous. Anyway, we're really excited to be out here. Want to jump into a content for a second, and then we're going to hear from Michael Day. He is the CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greenville. How much more transparent can you get? The list of demands by Christine Ford.
Yeah, this is...
you know what is outrageous here? Is that... how on earth is Kavanaugh going to be able to defend himself if her list of demands includes, well, if I testify, he has to go first?
Right, exactly.
Well, he can't respond to her then.
Yeah, exactly.
She's cutting off his ability to respond in public. And if he did not do this, what is he going to say? I did not do this, but he can't specifically react to anything she says.
Exactly. There's absolutely no way. And, of course, that's why it is being done this way. You know, Democrats, this whole thing is... They're playing out this opportunity perfectly, and they're doing all the right.
Yeah,
they're doing all the right strategies. I mean, this is absolutely correct, and this will always be played out in the media. The left wing media will always play this. Well, you know, if she doesn't, if they don't allow her to testify, well, the mean old white Republican men kept her from testifying. Well, no, that's not what's going on here. It's very obvious that they're trying to set this up where she will not be able to testify because they put so many conditions on it, and then blame the Senate and the old white man for the problem.
And here is the problem. By demanding he go first to talk about the incident, which he denies ever occurred, right?
Right.
What is he supposed to give details of the incident?
Exactly.
I mean, he can't. There's nothing he can do. Now, here's why they're doing this. Let me tell you why they're doing this. Because if this did not occur, right? She has not in any way acted like a person who really just wants to tell her story and has the conviction of truth on her side. If this did not occur, you can't have her speaking first, right? Because what if he has an alibi?
Mm-hmm.
See, so he cannot be allowed to know what she's saying because and this is why I think she won't even name a year because he might have an alibi. And you just don't know where he might have been, might have had a picture with a timestamp. I mean, who knows what they have.
But she did say how old she was. She said she was 15, but she says she doesn't know what year it was. So do the math. It's not that hard. She's a doctor, for crying out loud. She's got a doctorate in something, so I would hope that she could do simple math.
Exactly. And see, this is the pitfall they got to avoid with this because they got, you know, like I said, he might have an alibi. So you can't get too specific about when this happened. And that's exactly what they're doing.
Yeah.
exactly what they're doing. By the way, yeah, what we're doing out here, I am live at the TD Convention Center, soon to be filled with people today, and that is because the we are here for the opening of the Southern Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center, and that runs from today through Sunday. You can get your tickets at Southern Home and Garden Show. Joining me now is Michael Day. He is the CEO of the Home Builders Association of Greenville. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
All right. A lot of exciting stuff going on in real estate right now in this market. I mean, just home prices going through the roof in a lot of areas. I bet the folks in the Builders Association are super busy trying to keep up.
They certainly are. And I think super busy probably really describes it well.
Yeah.
Everyone is amazingly busy right now.
Tell me what we need to know about what's going on here today at the Southern Home and Garden Show, and what we need to know about what's going on in Greenville.
Well, this is the home show, the fall edition of it. Mm-hmm. We produce two a year. I've been doing so since 1961, and this is the place that you can come to talk to folks about the next home improvement project for your home, or ideas for your dream home, maybe talk to some folks about buying your dream home.
Yeah, and financing your dream home. And also, there have been a lot of changes lately. We were actually looking at houses recently, and I was surprised to see that, you know, the sort of almost yellowish background interior, yellow beige, is all out now. It's all gray. Everything is gray. And the styles of granite are different now. And I was like, wow, I can see how much my home needs to be updated while I walk through here. So really neat idea, really neat place to come to get an idea of what's in right now. What is hip? What's happening?
You know, we survey that with consumers every year, and you're right. The trends do change from year to year, and grays and other accent colors seem to be the trend. Whereas just a couple of years ago, all the cabinets are white, which means my kitchen is totally out of date, and
yep,
it was just redone a couple of years ago.
Mine too.
I think the other trend that we're seeing that is probably more significant is the use of outdoor space for living, particularly if it's common area. So you may buy into a neighborhood that has a big park or other common features that the whole neighborhood would use, mm-hmm, rather than having the park in your backyard. Folks are demanding smaller homes, smaller yards. They want less maintenance. They're less concerned about storing things and a lot more concerned about living life.
They want smaller homes?
They sure do.
Families with kids do?
They sure do. That the trend size, and it's trending down. It trended up after the downturn and hit about 2,500 square feet, but it's trended back down and it's down around 2,200 square feet, which is still a pretty decent sized house. But it is about 300 square feet smaller than it was just 4 or 5 years ago.
That's kind of counterintuitive to me, since people are doing better economically.
Boomers, you know, folks my age who are thinking about retiring don't need the really big house anymore, so they're buying smaller.
Yeah.
And the first-time home buyers obviously are buying smaller houses because in some cases that's all they can afford. But we're also seeing a fairly interesting trend of multifamily type housing, you know, townhomes or stack flats, things like that, where the unit may only be, you know, several hundred square feet, maybe 1,000 square feet, but has, you know, great outdoor living space.
Dog park.
Exactly.
Yeah, big open space.
Right.
That's how my neighborhood was built, actually. And it's really cool because we've got that huge open space smack in the middle of the neighborhood, and it was built in the last 5 years. And there is nowhere better to get a kite in the air because the wind can the wind can pick up there. There's enough space without trees. And so that's where we take the kids to go fly their kites.
But it's also, I mean, this is where community starts. This is where you meet your friends and, and socialize. I think it's a great trend. I really do.
Awesome. All right, talking to Michael Day. He is the Chief Executive Officer of the Home Builders Association of Greenville. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
This morning, you can join us, too, all day long. Come on out. Meet me, Bobby Mack, at the Southern Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center. Kicks off today through Sunday.
Well, we now have this list of demands coming from Kavanaugh accuser Christine Blasey Ford. This may just be an opening gambit, though, because at least one of these items seems like a bridge too far. Here is that list of demands. First of all, no questions from lawyers, only from members of the Judiciary Committee. Kavanaugh is not allowed in the room, and Judge Kavanaugh must testify first. That final point is going to be an issue. In legal proceedings, in the interest of fairness, the accused is almost always given a chance to respond to allegations, and that demand would essentially turn that principle on its head. It's not clear whether a Ford would be willing to give on that point. We'll see how these negotiations play out.
Delay, delay, delay. Ask for the impossible. Blame other people when they don't produce it. I mean, the idea that she would get to testify second and he doesn't get a response. I mean, the only way to do that fairly would be he testifies first, she testifies second. So she gets to respond to him. He doesn't get to respond to her. Then you'd have to have him back after her. I mean, that'd be the only way to make that fair. But she doesn't want that. And they know, they look, they know that this is the kind of thing that they can't agree to. The inside baseball here is really simple. Okay, there's four wavering Republican votes. Democrats, unlike Republicans, can count. This is one of the few times, you know, I take the GOP leadership to the woodshed all the time. I take them as much as I take the Democrats. But I'm not going to take them to the woodshed on this. They got a problem. There are 51 votes, Republican votes in the Senate. And you got four wavering votes. Murkowski, Flaky Flake, Bob Corker, and Susan Collins, the potential lost votes. And then God knows what, you know, folks, you know, other folks are going to do. So, I mean, they cannot lose their, you know, they've got to shore up their flank. They have to. And so they have to make these people happy, these Republicans happy, in order to get enough votes to get this guy through. Because I'm telling you what, if they can scuttle the Kavanaugh appointment, it takes 60 days. I've told you this. It takes 60 days to do all the stuff to get these guys confirmed. The background checks, over 1,000 questions, all of that stuff. So they know we're in the window now with the midterms. And so here's what happens. Think about this for a minute. Electorally, the way that politicians think. This is why Dianne Feinstein waited till the end. While the accuser in August, who says, I just came forward now. I just, you know, it's my time. It's just whenever I feel. Well, then why were you hiring an attorney in August and taking a polygraph in August and then sitting on it? In August, the hearings were still open. Yet they did and said nothing. That's prior intent. This thing is well planned. This is not our way. Well, this is just when she came forward. I mean, you can't. It's her feelings. You don't want to hurt her feelings. You know, it's just these victims. You can't time it. You can't expect them to time. Well, she did time it. She didn't have any trouble talking about it on a polygraph or hiring an attorney in August. Yet they were silent. Now she wants to silence Brett Kavanaugh. And so here's what the Democrats are thinking on this. It's a brilliant strategy. If they can scuttle Kavanaugh, the GOP voters are going to be demoralized. That's a good depressor of turnout on the GOP side. And if they can scuttle Kavanaugh, they get the best talking point ever to turn their side out at the election. Listen, you weren't going to vote before. I know we sound bark at the moon nuts. We want to erase our borders. But listen, if you don't come out and vote, you will give up your chance to stop a Trump Supreme Court for the next generation. I mean, there is no more powerful talking point. I mean, think about this for a minute. How many Republicans came out? You want to talk about one of the biggest drivers of folks coming out to vote for Trump who did not like Trump? It was the Supreme Court. Scalia had died. I mean, the future of the court hung in the balance. The Democrats have studied this. They get it. And they're trying to create that exact same dynamic to bring their less than enthusiastic voters out to the polls. And yes, I said that, less than enthusiastic voters. They got their main voters, they're pumped. But, you know, when you got only 30% of the Democrat Party in polls embracing the idea of totally open borders and get rid of ICE, it's kind of hard to get the rest of them there, and you need them there. And this is what does that. Okay, let's listen to what Senator Kristen Gillibrand was saying about this whole Kavanaugh thing, and the accuser gets to speak and Kavanaugh doesn't get to rebut it.
Democrats say the process is unfair and the burden of proof should be on Kavanaugh.
Why?
The option is show up Monday or don't show up at all. I consider that to be something set up for failure. They would like a he said, she said scenario. Because you know what happens in those scenarios? The men are typically believed because you see those issues through your own lens.
And listen to Trey Gowdy's reaction to that.
Wow. When I walked into the studio tonight, there was a presumption of innocence, and you did not have to prove your innocence. So I'm a little surprised at what the senator from New York said.
Listen, You come forward. You don't remember the year it happened, much less the month. Where? We now have, by the way, all three of the boys who were allegedly there, the two in the room, and the two who were at the house saying, we don't remember this. We don't remember this party. We certainly don't remember what she claimed happening, but we don't even remember a party like that. By the way, all three of them have gone under oath. That's devastating. These are the witnesses she named. These aren't people, friends of Kavanaugh's, who are like, yeah, I'm going to come forward, you know, support my buddy. All us white males have to hang together. She named these guys. She plucked them, the accuser, from obscurity. And they're like, didn't happen. We go under oath. We sign. Yeah, didn't happen. So, I mean, in terms of right to be believed, she's going to have to come up with something else. I mean, come on, we're three witnesses into this thing who say it didn't happen. Plus Kavanaugh. Live out here at the Southern Home and Garden Show at the TD Convention Center. Sure sign fall is upon us. Seems like I do this show here every year to kick it off as we're right in the beginning of fall, which, by the way, starts tomorrow. And then before you know it, the leaves are turning. I'm sitting around the table for Thanksgiving with the family. And then it's a slow roll into Christmas. By the way, Walmart was hopping yesterday, and I pulled into the Walmart. Hot as blazes, right? So by the time you walk across the parking lot, you're covered in sweat. Walked into the, I guess, the garden center part, I don't know. And I'm like, no. They got the Christmas lights out. First thing you see when you walk through the door, the damn Christmas. I do not want to see Christmas lights yet. I don't want to see them. And then you walk, you round the corner, and guess what else is out? The Christmas trees. Not in the mood. Can we please just have fall first? The first day of fall is, again, not till tomorrow. And they got the Christmas trees out. You know, they ought to just go ahead and go full bore. Put them out in June. Just go ahead and put them out in June and be done with it. All right. Going to jump on the text. Oh, well, you know, before I do that, caller Scott, yeah, in Traveler's Rest. Let's put Scott on.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, I talk to people all day long about this as I'm going about my business, men and women both, and very few people believe Woozy Boozy Ford. And I think it's not going to get any better for the Republicans in this situation. I say go ahead and vote and let the chips fall where they may. It's just going to get worse and letting the Democrats play this out.
Yeah, and again, all of this comes down to four Republican votes, maybe a few more, but definitely four Republican votes, because they got to keep these guys happy. They got to give them cover not to do this. And when you look at somebody like Jeff Flake, I mean, Jeff Flake is done electorally. People in his district will not reelect him. That's why he has to quit. So he's looking at making his money now from, you know, a plum gig on one of the liberal networks. Nobody wants to hear from him on Fox. And so, you know, you're really going to raise your stock and if you vote against a Supreme Court nominee. So we're literally dealing with dynamite here, and the Republicans have to keep everybody happy. And this is what gives the Democrats tremendous power. And kudos to the Democrats for reading this script and figuring this out. Wow.
I don't know if we're going to save this country or not. I mean, it's now or never. It's the moment of truth has arrived, you know.
Think about this, too, Scott. If by the midterms we've thrown our hands up on Kavanaugh and given up, when this should be a pretty easy fight, how enthusiastic are you going to be about going to the polls?
Well, I'm going to. For me, I'm a trooper. I'm going to do what I have to do to the end, and until you can do no more. But you're right. Many people are going to get discouraged and say, "What is the point?"
Yeah. As you just put it a few seconds ago, you said, are we going to lose this country? I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. If we can't defeat that, how can we save the country? And you nailed it there. That's what people will be thinking.
I can't understand this comes down to right versus wrong, morality versus immorality. I mean, we're talking about people who think that it's a value to poke holes in the backs of little babies' heads, and that this is right, and a right that needs to be defended above all else. I mean, this is outrage. We are really, really, really sinking in this country. I'm convinced that we are that biblical Babylon the Great, the one that turns on its Christian heritage and becomes this hideous Antichrist monster at the end of world history. I'm afraid we are.
Well, you know what, Scott, I hope and pray every day that you are wrong. But okay, and thank you for your phone call. You heard the passion Scott just had, right? Did you heard that? Okay, well, they're just as passionate for what they believe. The number one thing is their right to an abortion, right? Now, let's think about this for a minute. Let's suppose that Hillary had won. Okay, we've got Scalia has died. The control of the court for a generation hangs in the balance. Think of all the things that the left has been able to ram through with this court that had no electoral approval. They have been legislating from the bench for a long time. And this is the first time we have a chance to get back to something like a constructionist view. I think that Kavanaugh will be with us 80% of the time. I'm not going to be happy with him the other 20%. Some of the stuff he's done kind of scares me a little, given his loyalty to the Bush crowd. Those people freak me out. Another thing about Kavanaugh I don't like is that he is deeply his net worth. I mean, he's had gambling debt. He throws money around on his lifestyle. This is a guy who, when you look at his net worth, just go look at it. Gone deeply into debt to maintain a certain lifestyle that is not supported by what he makes. He cares a lot about what people think, and I'm afraid he's going to be able to be more easily influenced by the open borders crowd and the people at all the right wine and cheese parties. That said, I think he'll be with us 80% of the time. That's the best we're going to get right now when we got 51 votes in the Senate. That's our fault. That's the voters' fault. So having said that, think about this for a minute. It could be ever so much worse if Hillary had won, right? And we've got the Scalia seat open. We got all that, right? She's remaking the court. She's already got one justice. She needs just one more. And for a generation, we'll be ruled by the court. Now, think what that means. Second Amendment rights, gone. They're gone. The Second Amendment will be destroyed by the court. First Amendment rights. We've now got over 50% of the millennial generation saying, I could go along with a little free speech suppression. They would begin to eat away at the First Amendment. You would begin to see things upheld, like business owners can lose their business licenses if they don't use the correct gender pronoun, forced speech by teachers, forced speech by business owners, forced to bake the cake. I mean, you can see where this will go real fast. We're going to lose our First Amendment rights, right? Now, suppose you could stop it. You could stop. All you've got to do is make up something about one of the justices that they're about to confirm. You got to make up a little story about what might have happened in high school. You don't even have to say something crazy like he raped me. You only have to say, it was a little gropey. That was a little too gropey for my comfort level. When did it happen? I don't know. Where did it happen? I can't give you an address. How old were you? 15, maybe. I don't know the year. Then how do you know you were 15? I mean, you don't have to go too far, right? And you can save the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. There ain't much left of the Fourth Amendment, I gotta tell you that. That's pretty much null and void. I mean, our founding fathers would be running a second revolution right now, given what has happened to this president. What would you do? How far would you go to keep your kids free? Well, that's how they think. They think freedom is abortion. They don't think the First Amendment is freedom. And they certainly don't think the Second Amendment's freedom. They don't care about the Fourth Amendment. They'd love to kick your doors in. That's their version of freedom. That's what freedom looks like to them. So think what you would do. Would you go as far as Ms. Ford has? Would you lie a little to save the Republic? Would you fudge a little to save the Republic? What would you do? And put yourself in their shoes and you can see exactly what's going on here. And I'm not, by the way, I'm asking you that question. I'm not telling you. I'm not saying I would do this. I'm not saying you would do this. But how far would you go? Especially if you really understood what the stakes were. They're about to lose control of the only way they have to implement their increasingly radical agenda. Texter writes, I think people are going to be angry and go vote against the Dumbycrats. I hope so. Texter writes, elections have consequences. Collins, Flake, Corker, Booker, elections have consequences. So sad. Now the texter writes, we are going to win, win, win. Texter writes, why do we even call them Republicans if we cannot depend on them for this vote? Good question. But again, you got to look at, Flake alone so is Corker. These two are really dangerous right now because they're not running for office again. They're lame ducks. They're looking for how do I fill my pockets? And we got a Justice Department that is not going to investigate if somebody says, hey, listen, we got a fat contract for you over here at MSNBC. We're going to pay you more than we make in a year. God knows where that money comes from. You just got to vote the right way. We're not going to be as interested in you if you vote for to confirm Kavanaugh. Normally that kind of thing is illegal. But hey, you have to have a real Justice Department with a real Attorney General to pursue it. I mean, this is the fire they're playing with up there. So I'm going to give them a pass on this one for what appears to be weakness. I think it's just treading it carefully. It's like the pin's been pulled on the grenade. And you got your hand on the, what do you call that, the depressor? I don't know. I'm going to hear from half the military now, including my husband. Nah, the correct name is, okay, I know. That's what they're dealing with. This is what we're up against when we don't control the media. And that's on us, too. They did the work to control the media. They get to win. Or at least really throw a wrench in things. Texter writes, I understand your point, but on our side are lovers of truth and justice. We wouldn't lie even to save the Republic. Yeah, I get that. No, I'm not saying we should. I wasn't saying that. I'm just asking how far would you go? One little white lie. Just to save the Republic. Now listen. What would you do to save the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and what little bit is left of the Fourth Amendment? If it had been Hillary who was appointing these justices, what would you do? Well, to them, freedom is a country where there's no First Amendment, or virtually none, certainly no Second Amendment, but you get to have a free abortion on demand paid by somebody else. That's what freedom looks like. It excites them when they talk about it, when they hear about it. So if there is as passionate about their version of freedom as we are about ours, look at, you know, what would somebody like Christine Ford do? She is an anti-Trump activist. This is a woman who knitted those pussycat hats. Donated over and over to Emily's List, a pro-abortion group. She's got Hillary Clinton fundraisers, who are serving as her lawyers and advisors. I mean, come on. This is who this woman is. She is plugged in to the heart of Democrat activism. And that's the question she probably took a look at. I'd go pretty far to save the Republic. I can't say right now and here what I would do, but I'd do a lot. I'd do some stuff maybe that didn't make me too proud if I thought it would mean my children could be free. I'm sorry, I don't have the... Here we go. Okay, text line 71307. All right, have you seen this? This is breaking from a former Justice Scalia law clerk, Ed Whelan. He has dropped pictures that are really, really interesting here. It's a picture of Brett Kavanaugh and his Georgetown prep school classmate, Chris Garrett. Now, I had a text from somebody earlier who said, oh, yeah, well, if she's making this up, how did she know all these boys hung out together? That's a great question about the accuser. And Whelan answers it this morning. What if this is a case of mistaken identity? The Maryland suburban home, the scene of the alleged sexual assault described by Christine Ford to the Washington Post, is not too far from the Columbia Country Club, she says. Well, that may have actually belonged to Kavanaugh's friend named Chris Garrett. You should see a picture of the two of them. They look like twins. Same haircut. Anyway. Dr. Ford may well have been a victim of a severe sexual assault by somebody 36 years ago, but her allegations are so vague as to such basic matters as when and where that it is impossible for Judge Kavanaugh to prove his innocence. But there are compelling reasons to believe his categorical denial. Look at one set of reasons. According to Ford's letter, the assault occurred in a suburban Maryland area home at a gathering that included me and four others. Her Washington Post account adds that the house was not far from the Columbia Country Club. The four others that she and her lawyer have identified as Kavanaugh, Mark Judge, P.J. Smith, and a female classmate of Ford. None of the four lived in the vicinity of the Columbia Country Club. But here's a map. If you take a look at these pictures, a map of the home the homes in relation to Columbia County. There is a house that is barely half a mile from Columbia Country Club. It's at 3714 Thorn Apple Street in Chevy Chase. The floor plan closely resembles Ford's description of the house where the gathering took place. Here's the short stairwell, and he shows the picture, part of a U-shaped staircase, running up from the foyer next to the living room. Who lived in the house? Chris Garrett, a Georgetown prep classmate, friend, and former football teammate of Brett Kavanaugh's, who lived in the house, again, Chris Garrett. He's a friend, teammate of Brett Kavanaugh. So for folks who knew both Kavanaugh and Garrett in high school, have commented on how much they resembled each other in appearance. You look at the pictures of these two, it is, it's uncanny. And it fits. It fits. If you're at a gathering of four others in someone's home, you're, you know, ordinarily think that the four others include the host who lives in the home, right? Well, here's the problem. The ones she's named, none of them live in the home. Why were they at the home? And if they were at the home, who's missing? The host, the kid. There had to be a kid who let him in, right? I mean, that's what her yearbook says, or said, before they took it offline. Rush was talking about this yesterday. Where's the host? I mean, there had to be a kid who lived there who let him in. Where is that person? Well, the only way this makes sense is if it wasn't Kavanaugh, but it was Garrett. If the gathering was at Garrett's house and Garrett was there, then one of the four others wasn't there. See how this works? The only way you make that math work is if she mistook Kavanaugh for Garrett. Now, come on. And I can already hear the left. She's not going to forget the face of her accuser. She can't remember the year it happened. She won't say the month it happened. She won't even isolate it down to, well, it was in the spring or fall or summer, maybe. Everybody's drunk. See how this works? Now think about it. If she thinks it might have been him, but she's not sure. You would not certainly want to sit side by side with him. There's no way. And you definitely would not want to go under oath. She's already said she didn't want to go under oath. Now she's saying, all right, well, I'll testify on Monday, but he has to testify after me. I mean, he has to testify before me. He can't testify after me. Why? She doesn't know what kind of alibi he has. And the reason she said that is she's not sure it's him. And he cannot be given a chance to respond to her under oath. See how this works?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.